Kufim Gimel Beis, the Rashi's on the Mishnah. So Chavis broke, so Metzilin Hamenog Mosin Gimel Sudas, so you can save Filu Bekelim Harbe. This Mosin of Gimel Sudas can be saved even if it's spread out over large amounts of containers. The boy matzel. We said before, if it's in one container, you could save more than three meals worth. The person doesn't have one large container; he only has small containers. And he's saving, so he's doing extra tircha. It's all limited to what you're doing to three sudas. He tells these other people, Lochem, Kol Echad Mosin Gimel Sudas. So Rashi says, I mentioned to you there's a shita which holds that it's not limited by other people because they don't have the same intensity and concern that he does. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says it's limited. Each person only has three sudas worth. You shouldn't put a sponge there. And then later on you're going to put it into a container to let it drip out. Because you might come to squeeze it. In certain Paris, a person can't squeeze out fruits to get little liquids. Tavale Mefarik told the Disha. So the malacha that it goes under Disha is the person breaks the kernel off of the stalk that it grows on. He's taking the item the food that he wants from the unwanted stalk which is there, and it's not burr because the burr is they're separate but mixed together. This is the act of breaking one from the other. So taking the liquid out of the fruit is the equivalent of taking the kernel off of the stalk. So that's malachim mafarik, which is a told of disha. I think I mentioned to you once that the definition of what makes something into a toldo. There's a Maga Mishnah which says that most malachas, there's two elements which you find in the malacha. The av is there is the purpose why you're doing it, and there's the action which you're doing. When it has both of those, it's an av. When it has either one of them, either it's similar in the action that it's doing, but the purpose is a different type of purpose. Or the purpose is similar, but the action is very different. So that becomes a toldo. So over here, the purpose is very similar, taking an unwanted food item out of, breaking it away from something which is the unwanted part. But the action is quite different. One is an act of breaking a kernel off of a stalk, one is squeezing out liquids. But the purpose is similar, so that's considered a toldo. Asurin. So we can't even use the mashka which float out on its own because the person might then forget and go squeeze to get the liquid. If originally when you gathered these fruits, they were gathered for the purpose of eating them. Those pears. So yotzimihen is mutzah. The liquid which comes out is permitted. He has no interest in that which is flowing out. We don't have a reason to believe he might come to squeeze it. But you gather these fruits in order to get liquid out of them. Then it's also a surin. He wants that which is coming out. His purpose and intent was accomplished. And therefore, we're afraid he might then go and squeeze. The time of the Mashkin Shazavu, Mishum Shema Yiskutu. The Isser of Mashkin Shazavu is because of Xeri, he might come to squeeze. Kalas Tabash. Me'achash and Merusokin, after they're broken up, Hadash Shazav Me'elov Me'techa Shaiva, the honey will flow out on its own. Me'en Derech Lasechtoi, and there's, you don't need to squeeze it out. Therefore, the retort of Eliezer feels there's no reason not to use the honey which flows out, because the gzer is you might come to squeeze. Well, the derech wasn't you wouldn't squeeze out the honey. So the retort of Eliezer says you're allowed to use that honey. Because Chachamim say that it's usher to use the honey. Gzer otu shenam merusakim dimu merasik luhu. if we allow you to use the honey which comes out of the womb, which has been broken apart into pieces, you might come to break the pieces of Chachila in order to get the honey to flow out. And that's now that pashas would go under the umbrella of the malacha of disha, because even though you're not pulling the honey out of the honey out of or teichen, you know, depending on, you're not pulling the honey directly out of it, but you're breaking it apart in order to get the honey out. Something more. Tana lo yisvoig b'yayin. You can't use this sponge to gather up the wine and then have it drip out, because you might squeeze it out. Lo yitapech b'shemen. So if the situation was oil, the person would actually just like scoop it up in the palm of his hand. And this over here is an issue of doing it. The reason why they answered it is not because there's any malacha involved. Or it's bishlam yisuk b'yayin. You tell me there's gzera, you might squeeze out the sponge, like Rashi said. But being mitapech b'shemen, so you just basically scoop it up in your hand. So what's the gzera? What malacha are you going to come to do? The answer is shal yasek kadesh oisah b'chol. The Chazal didn't want you to get involved in doing it in a way which is a weekday way of doing it. Tana Rabbanan, similar to halacha, nispazu leperis b'chotzer, malacha al yad, but you can take a little bit and eat it, etc. Abolodos Chazal, you can't gather it into a basket, abolodos Cooper into a box. So yasek der shoyes b'chol, we don't want him doing it in the weekday way. You know, there's no malacha involved in it. Ma'amir, which is gathering the fruits together, gathering fruits together, is only in B'mokim Gedulam, in the place where they originally, you know, grew, or the field where they are. So the apples which fall off the tree, gathering all the apples from the ground, is Malach of Ma'amir. But now that you've gathered them together and they're in the basket, and somebody knocks over the basket, and all the apples run all over your backyard. Gathering them together is not the malach of ma'amr. It wasn't their malach of gidul anymore, so it's not the malach of ma'amr. It's an issur rabbanan and not upta d'chol. Rashi read the peyach machtes by kap. He puts his palm in a shemanibuk ba, and the oil will get attached. So Rashi doesn't look, you would actually like put it down with your hand facing down, the oil would attach, would get stuck onto the hand.
How do you know that's not a spoon?
Because tipuach always means with a hand. Uh-huh. That's some tefa. Umakantu b'svasakli v'asruah mishum uvdin d'chol. And then you would wipe it off. You're going to take the oil was on your hand, wipe it off against the rim of the kli, and the shemen would flow down into the oil would flow down into the container, and you've got your oil. But that's the uvdin d'chol.
The wiping off on the rim of the container is not an issue in and of itself. Clearly not, right? Otherwise, Rashi would say something.
Well, you could theoretically have an issue of memachik, but if it's a total liquid, it's not a problem. Okay, and so then is a Paris. So the mission said that you can't do skittis Paris, and if the mashin comes out, it's also Rabbi Huda differentiated between what type of whether you why the person had acquired these fruits originally. Was it for liquid or for salad purposes? When it comes to zeisim v'anavim, even if the person had acquired these olives and the grapes for the purpose of eating them, since the very common practice was to make a liquid out of them, oil and wine, therefore the person might say, "Oh, you know, I really got them to eat, but now that the wine flowed out, why not? Let's might as well use the wine." So he might come to then squeeze the rest and make wine out of it. My time came to the Skita Nino, since the general usage was to be squeezed. Yoiv Daite, he focuses in on what the liquid comes out, and he might come to then squeeze it. That's Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Vula Amar Rav, Ula quotes the name of Rav, Kolakay Rabbi Huda Apazesim Novim, even Vazesim Novim Rabbi Huda argues and says depends why the person purchased it. So Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav that Rabbi Yehuda argued by Zeisim Anovim. But he points out, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda by Zeisim Anovim. There the Chachamim's point is significant. Even if a person got it for Achila purposes, the Xer of Shema Yisrael is significant. Whereas by other Paris, depends why the person purchased it. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Meida Hayer Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim v'zeisim anavim. So we had Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Now we're calling Rabbi the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda agreed to chachamim v'zeisim anavim. But this he continues further. He says Amarim chachamim Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris. So v'zeisim anavim Rabbi Yehuda is mud to chamim that it's a problem. By other papers, the chamim mud to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem. So where's the machlokes? Okay, amale Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Abba elamimai pligi. So where do they argue? Amale luchi tishkach. When you'll figure it out. So he didn't give him an answer. I was wondering if that was. Specifically given to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that type of answer, you know.
Hey, you. It's not a Rabbi Yirmiyah type question. I mean, in other words,
no, it wasn't. Yeah, but he says, I don't think he was pushing him off. He said, "You can figure it out." Yeah. So, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Mistarba Betusim V'Rimanim Pligi. The argument will be by berries and pomegranates. Because those are fruits which are not as used for liquid as much as zeisim anovim. But on the other hand, they are used for liquid more than some many other fruits. So that's where they have the machlokes, the Tanya. And so he says this is mistabra, means, but he's saying it based on the abrais. And Rashi even asked the question, why is it referred to as mistabra? It seems to be more than just mistabra. It seems to be a pretty good raya from the Brais. The Tanya, what does the Brais say? Zeisim shemoshach mehen shemen. You have olives which the oil flowed out of them. Venovim shemoshach mehen yayin. Grapes which wine flowed out of them. Hiknisen bein lo'ochel bein lamashkin. Whether you originally acquired, brought them in, gather them together to eat or to make liquid. Hayetzim hen is us. But either way, the liquid which comes out is us. Tusim shemasach mehen mayim. The liquid of the tusim is referred to mayim. Rimayim shemasach mehen yayin, or rimayim which came out, got their wine came out. Actually, it says because it was a sharpness, so it used to be referred to it as wine. Vichnison. If you originally gathered them to eat, the mashkin, person took it out to use for liquid, ulastam, or person had no specific intent in mind. Is also Rabbi Yehuda, so that now you have a gzeira. If you did it for the purpose of to use it for a liquid, but not if you originally acquired it for an oichel. So whether it's loichlin or it's lamashkin, the yetzim hen is also. So here you have the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim by zusim and by tusim, and he throws in earlier before Rachmanis throws in rimonim, but the Bible mentions tusim. that there's where the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is. See Rashi. Whether Rabbi Yehuda b'zaysim, but dafa got the chnisin lo'ichlin, even though you originally b'zaysim and nabim, even though you originally got them for the purpose of eating. It's also the liquid which comes out is also the kiman, the ruben, the schita kaim. Usually they're used for schita purposes. Kiyosu le demashka, over here when it starts to flow, yoyv daite, the mehevi nichale b'hachi, he decides, you know, oh, you know what, I'll take use it for liquid. Why not? And he squeezes it. But Rav says, I feel about this, he argues, you gather it to eat. So the decision was made, and that's it. Mistabrus, Rav Nachum, the ikar, the bowl, the hula mashka, and some people use it for liquids. Hilga mashka, the hula rabbonin, to zesim and obim. Come and understand that it's similar to zesim and obim. Rav Yehuda, Paul the Galayu, he argues, Abba Shaper is, like the bowl, the hula mashka, and people don't use it for liquids. Hilga mashka, the rabbonin, behem, there the chama would be made. That if you've got it for oil purposes, there's no reason to be afraid he's going to squeeze. Shemoshach, Rashi is saying Shemasha doesn't mean that you cause the liquid to flow, but rather the liquid flowed on its own. And you acquired them originally, brought them in originally. We refer to the liquid of Rimonim as Yayim because it has a sharpness to it. Yeah, Hake Shino we have by the Chachamim. The Chachamim say whether it's for Eichel for Mashke, the loch is that the Yitzman is also. Now, the Holy Nakar Nachman listed the Mistabra. Well, the Amr Behedya, the Betusim Rimonim Pliki. I mean, the Bryce sounds to be pretty conclusive that they're arguing by Tusim, and he's throwing a Rimonim also, but they're arguing by Tusim. That's what they're arguing. So, why is Rav Nachman's language the language of Mistabra? It's logical to say so. It's a clear proof from the Braisa. So the answer is Mishum Dika Lamemer Pligi Betusim Rimanim Behudin Lashar Peris. It's not limited only to Tusim. Even like Racham Yitzchak himself says, the Braisa is meant to Tusim and he throws an also Rimanim. So maybe it's just Rimanim and apples. I don't know. We don't know. So the question is, so why does specifically discuss Tusim then? The answer is they argue in the case of Tusim to tell you even in the case of Tusim where many people use it for liquid, since he got it for oichel purposes, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm going to tell you it's mutter. That's a chiddush. You know, he tells me that it's mutter, but you know, and an avocado. Okay, so no, how many people make avocado juice? But he's going to tell me it's mutter by Tusim. That's a big chiddush. So maybe the reason why the Brice has discussed Tusim wasn't to exclude other fruits, but rather it was to show how far Behuda's mat. Bimishum Braisa Dilakamon, the Shemina Minod, the Mother Khamler Behuda Bashar Paris. So one second, but there's another Braisa which says that the Khamer murdered Bashar Paris. So now if you combine the two Braises, so the conclusion has to be, well, one second. This Braisa says Tusum they argue. The other Braisa says about other Paris they admit. So now we've got a source for Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rab in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Chomer murdered by Shar Paris. They argue Rabbi Yehuda is murdered by Zesim and Novim, and they argue by Tusim. So, and that's it's supported Mamash when you combine the two Braises. The truth is, Rashi says no. La behed yeshemin alo. You can remember Rabbi Yehuda, he could have been alone. That price is not a clear proof either. So we don't have a final clear proof. Okay. Now, but this price threw in case of Tusim and Rimonim. So if you gather it for oichel purposes, so Rabbi Yehuda says the liquid is permitted. If you gather it for lamashkin or the stamp, person gathered it without any intent, So then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the mashke is a problem. So the Gemara. The suburb of Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Osir, Rabbi Yehuda is a case where it came out with no thought process at all. It's prohibited. That seems to be difficult because Vataran, we learn the following. So there's a loch of Heksher. This is a mission in Mechshirin. So you're all familiar that there are seven mashkin. The seven mashkin create a loch of Heksher. The Torah says that for peiros, for fruits, to acquire tuma, calls them on they're growing on the ground and they're mechubah the karka, they're not mekabel tuma. Once they're detached from the ground, now they're able to be considered food. But the Torah says it's not mekabel tuma until it's went through the process of being one point in time having liquid on it. And then even if the liquid is no longer on it, it's now susceptible to tuma. A. The definition of a liquid, there are scenarios where it's possible there's liquid on it. The person did not do it intentionally, did not put it into liquid intentionally. Not only that, or even if that's not necessarily has to do it himself, even if it happens by itself, but the person has to have a rotzen that he wants the liquid to be there. Now, some liquids only take one step further. So we say there's a dinyan of rotzen. So this dinyan of rotzen is water which is attached to the ground, the mushroom. Water which is in the ground is not makshir. But if you take water out, so it's a makshir. That act after taking the water out or gathering water rain falls down, there has to be the rotzen. The rotzen could be that I want the water to be water. I don't need the water, I want this item should be in the water. I need rotzen to define the water as water, and that's sufficient. So,
we need to deliberately have the water be water.
So, the got to be this in of Hechsher.
Not just a puddle from rain.
Right.
We don't have to have the.
I have a desire that I simply want this my grain to be in the water.
We don't have to have that.
Right. So, but you have examples where it talks about the case where you put I think we'll have it later on. We had it before, maybe. Person takes, there's a weak spot in his wall and he wants to protect it from the rain, so he puts a keli over there to catch the water. So if he puts the keli upside down, it should just basically deflect the water off. So that's not the rotzen. He had no intent to gather the water. But if he puts the keli to hold the water, so he's intending to hold the water. His purpose isn't to use the water, but he has rotzen, the water should be in the keli. That's enough. Right? That's called the rotzen. So the definition of the rotzen is somewhat broad. You don't. Okay, but it's not. Chol v'isha, matam the rotzen, shol the rotzen. So a woman's milk, which came out, it's considered a liquid. Now, the Lashon Matam over here, Rashi explains, means makshir. Whether the liquid came out, whether the woman wanted it or not, sometimes the milk will flow out on its own. She had no intent. She doesn't want the milk to flow out right now. But if it came out on its own, it's whether it came out whether she wants it or not, it's still considered a mashka, and it will have a lachos of mashka. Then chol behema ein matama elo l'rotzen. However, if the liquid of an animal flows out, it has to flow out l'rotzen to be considered a liquid. Rabbi Kiva says that sounds backwards. Kal v'chermahu u'mach chol v'isha. Adults do not use the milk of a woman. Actually, so the law is matam of the rotzen, mishal the rotzen, even mishal the rotzen is sufficient. Chol of a behema shemiyuchad ben lektanim ben lekdalim, eno dim shemitam ben lerotzen and mishal the rotzen. So milk of an animal which has a more universal usage, it's more of a liquid. In a certain sense, so that for sure, even that shol derotzen should be sufficient to give it status of a liquid. So So that's Rabbi Akiva's response back to the Chachamim. Amar lo, so the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Akiva. Im tamei chalav ha'isha shalol ratzin, even if you find that by chalav ha'isha shalol ratzin works, we find the element of chumrah by woman. Why? Shadam magifasa tamei. There's the more learns out from a pasuk that dam. Rashi being the pasuk, Rashi should bring the pasuk. Yeah. The dam chalolim tishta is the loss of the pasuk. So the Torah refers to the dam of a makah, the liquid which comes out of a makah of a human being, a cholol, is dam chalolim yishta, is as dam. It, see, even though it flowed out from a wound, so it's the dam of a magefa means a wound, is tame, whereas by a behema. Dam of shechita al or tishvei chalakamoyim. The dam agefasa, which is not the pasuk that referring to dam agefasa, so loch over there is that it doesn't have a din tuma or dinim of a mashka. So again, im tamei cholav yishish l'rotzen shadam agefasa is tamei yitamei cholav behema. Shalom Ratzin, Shadam Mekevasa is Torah. So we find that the human beings, the mashka of human beings, is considered more of a mashka. You're arguing that the mashka of a behemoth is more of a mashka that's used by more people. Well, matter of fact, you find that the liquids of a human being are more of a mashka than the liquids of a behemoth. Because Dam Magefa of a human being is considered a liquid, and Dam Magefa of an animal is not considered a liquid. So I'll tell you the same thing over here in regards to the union of Shalom Ratzin. That chalav isha shalom the rotzen is more chomer than chalav behema shalom the rotzen. Amar lehen. So Rekiva says back, no. Machra ani b'chalav, ni b'dam. You're proving to me from dam a way to understand milk. Because in general I find that the opinion of a lack of rotzen by milk is less significant than a lack of rotzen by dam, and therefore I'm still going to stand on my own when it comes to milk, that shalom the rotzen even by behema should be still considered a liquid. How do I see that? Because by behema itself you find shechalav the refuah is tamei. If an animal needs for its health purposes the act of milking it, I don't need the milk. I don't want the milk. If I want to take the milk out of the animal, that's called l'rotzen. I want that milk out. However, ramakas l'refuah is tor. If you again, we said dama gefa of a behema is not doesn't have a din of a mashka. It's not considered a liquid. You see, even though you're a mak is the animal was ill and you did a cause on the animal to get the liquid, to get the blood out, it's not considered a mashka. So we see in general that milk has a different approach than blood. So you're proving to me blood from milk from blood to milk, it's not a good proof. Amar loy, so Chaim said back to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to you're saying that therefore what's your point that by chalav of a behema even shalom rotzen should be considered a mashka? Well, I'm going to prove to you from zeisim and anovim, which everybody said that's a mashka, there's a difference between the rotzen and shalom rotzen over there also. What is that? A person has a basket of zeisim and anovim. And now, so obviously they sit for a while, liquid starts dripping out. And so it's flowing out of this basket from the bottom, your wicker basket, there's this liquid of zesim or an oven flowing out. The loch is the rotzen tameim, so the rotzen is tahara. We only consider it a mashke If your goal is not l'rotzen, I don't want the liquid to come out. Shelo l'rotzen, I don't have an interest in the liquid coming out. It's not considered a mashka. Now the Mor says, my love, isn't the correct understanding of the brayza l'rotzen d'nichalei? Shelo l'rotzen is b'stama. Shelo l'rotzen doesn't mean that he's against the purpose of having the liquid. The rotzen means a person had a specific intent to get the liquid. He was very happy. Look, it's going out. That's what I want. And so the rotzen means a person says, I don't have an active interest. That's what the rotzen means. That I don't have a rotzen. I don't have necessarily a negative. It's dumb. And we said that's not considered a mashke. So we would assume the more saying that according to Behuda. We'll see why Rashi discusses why we think the Brice is a Yehuda, or the Mishnah is going according to Yehuda, that Shalala Rotz is not considered a mashka. We deal with it as it's not like it's not a mashka. So, if that being said, probably the there shouldn't be a Gzeir Shemizka in that situation. And like this, Mazesim Anovim, the Vinesh Kitaninu, Shalala Rotz and Veloy Klum. If by Zesim and Ovid, which the general usage is to squeeze, we're telling you it's not considered a mashka when it's shalalarot, it's below klum, it's not significant. So tusim rimonim the lab and it's hidden in lo kolshke. So tusim rimonim for sure, stam should be considered a non mashka. Where it says no, well. It's not pshat the brayse. The rotsa means bistama. Shalor rotsa means to go adaita the omer lo nichali. Shalor rotsa means a person says, I don't want it to happen. It's against my rotsa. And the rotsa means I don't mind, which can mean even stam. So stam is considered a mashka. So Mor says, Biboy same. Shani salizese manovin. That when we say over here, the reason why it's specifically discussed salim, which you have the baskets, which they don't hold the liquid, it doesn't hold liquid. It's a wicker basket. It's a basket made out of a lulav leaves. So it has openings on the bottom. So what's going to happen to that liquid? It's going to flow into the ground. Kibun the le'ibud kaimi, over here, as opposed to a container which would hold on to the liquid, which you could eventually use, and take the liquid to gather their importance in the vat together with the grapes and end up using that liquid. Over here, the liquid's going to flow out. It's leibud kaimi. It's awaiting being destroyed or being lost. So over here, we're saying that the mashu which comes out, if you want it to come out, you want it to come out. But if you don't, that's considered it's a non-mashka. Yeah, that's true, because over there, there's a person who basically has made a decision up front that any liquid which comes out ends up being against my will, because why should I want it to be lost? So whatever comes out, it's just the person basically saying, okay, for foul, that's insignificant and it's nothing. But whereas by Tzitzim Rimonim, in a case where the liquid is still there, it's gathering, maybe even the stam is considered a liquid, so that wouldn't be a kash. Okay, let's hold the soda here.